to the Farmers I Know podcast. I'm Carolyn Hirshon. This is the show dedicated to conversations with the people that are growing food to nourish their communities. The Farmers I Know let their values on how the earth and people should be treated lead the way. Reina Bentia is the owner and operator of Tasuya Farms. She's originally from the Pueblo Zuni, which is about 150 miles away from Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where we're talking now. I met Reina through an old friend that I reconnected with. I love that in creating this podcast, not only have I met so many incredible people, but I've also reconnected with old friends that I haven't spoken with in a while. So my friend dropped me off at Chispa Farms, which is where Reina was farming at the time. And we sat on some stumps in the shade, and she asked to introduce herself in her native language.
Keshi ho Reina Bentia Lechina hom Anadiwe Gualashi Bichi Kwetayan Yatokyawan Chale. Hello everybody, my name's Reina Bentia and I am from the Pueblo of Zuni, and my clans are the Crow clan on my mother's side and the Sun clan on my father's side. And I just did a little introduction in my Zuni language.
Amazing, thank you so much for that. I wanted to ask you about how you got into farming and a little bit about your experience at Chispa Farms.
I was kind of in between like college and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and then I saw a program that was looking for farmers to do like this business type, teaching farmers about like how to do like a business, and that was offered through the county, so I just randomly kind of applied for that, and then yeah, just started on my farming journey from that time on. And then I started working with Chispas.
So what's been your favorite thing to grow?
I don't know, that's a hard question. I like growing all types of things. Probably my favorite thing to grow would be the Zuni gold beans. That's like one of my favorite heirloom crops because it's from my own community. And then the one opportunity that I had to actually eat it, it was like the best bean I've ever tasted. And it was like through a bean tasting event that one of my farmer friends put on, and we didn't know the names of the beans. We just had to put a little bit of each variety on our plates and taste it. And then we had to guess kind of what we thought the beans were. And then that was the bean that I was like, oh, this is probably the Zuni gold bean. And I was right.
Reina told me to wear boots because of the mud. But by the time we started walking around the farm, the sun had completely dried up any mud that had been there that morning. She showed me the animals they have, like the ducks you can hear in the background. And she showed me some plants that they had been growing for the very first time.
Oh yeah, look.
What did you say it was blooming?
Peppermint stick balsam.
Wow. It looked like these small plants were covered in candy canes.
This is something we've got a bunch of different stuff to try out this year. That's really cool.
That is awesome. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't think we weed it this last week or so.
What is it called?
Peppermint stick balsam.
Wow. It's a fun experiment, and it really worked out. It looks like
a bunch of like random like plants that we put in like, just to try out.
That's kind of the fun part of farming too. If you can have a little bit of space just to experiment.
Yeah, and then we had like random beans come up from last season.
Nice.
These are ground cherries.
Wow. What do you do with all your medicinal herbs?
Casey actually is working on a line of like salves and teas and stuff.
Oh, so I love that.
Yeah, she started last season, so her business is called Fawn and Clover.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's after her cat and dog.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, so we had like some fava beans. Yeah, and then our tomatoes here.
Oh yeah, they're coming in.
Tomatoes. And then this was our pea bed that we kind of just let go because it was kind of getting too hot, and we're like, oh, no more picking peas.
Yeah, you got over it.
Yeah, and we have parsley going to seed.
Cool.
We kind of lost certain skills along the way, you know, how to can certain things, or, you know, just how to make produce more shelf stable and stuff like that. So there, you know, there's all kinds of things that I feel like we can start learning more about or relearning. So we have, this is the orchard area with some perennial spots.
Oh, nice.
And our apricot tree.
Oh, beautiful.
So this year, like all of our perennials really came back nice. A perennial is like a type of plant that comes back every year. So like you plant it once and then it'll reestablish itself, like typically after winter time.
Amazing.
So it'll come back and you don't have to really fuss about planting it year after year.
I bet that's a real time saver.
Yeah, so we have like sage, we have fennel, we have lemon balm.
Mm-hmm.
Artichoke.
Wow.
Yeah, mint. So yeah, it's a nice way to kind of utilize some of the outside space where we're not really growing crops in.
Right.
So like cool. We have grapes and apples, and we planted 10 new trees last year, and so we're trying to keep this area healthy too.
Wow, this is beautiful. It's so lush.
Since we met, Raina and her partner have bought their own land, and she's working on setting up her farm there.
Right now, just trying to make sure all the perennials that have been already established here are kept alive. So we haven't gotten any acequia water this year because it got damaged further up the channel. So we have been just hand watering everything and making sure things are... Yeah, making sure things don't die, like, because there's a lot of fruit trees and whatnot. And then I have like a section that I'm planting a lot of perennials, a lot of like medicinal herbs. The annual part, I did plant a little bit of tomatoes, but I want to do some corn for the fall time and some beans and squash. And then we have a little back area that's kind of more wild, and I want to someday build a pond back there, kind of have it more like be a pollinator garden area. Yeah, and also just hoping to get a more permanent greenhouse up sometime between here and springtime, and then just have it be more community space for people to come and learn about agriculture and food processing. So that's why I ordered the Molinito, for people to come and like start learning how to do like nixtamalization and all the whole process behind making things with corn. And then yeah, I hopefully will build a adobe oven for people to come learn how to like make bread and other food items that go into the ovens. So that's another project I'm looking forward to doing this, hopefully this year.
Plus, she's working with the youth enrichment program as part of Zuni's agriculture committee team,
which was really like an honor for me because a lot of their members were like male farmers. So they invited two female farmers, and that was really nice to have them invite me and work more closely with the youth this year. So I helped at their rain barrel giveaway this spring, and help go talk about what we were up to at the Smithsonian in Washington for their Earth Day event. So I was doing a presentation on waffle gardens and letting people know about the work going on at Zuni, trying to help the youth further their knowledge, cultural knowledge, not just with farming, but also other types of cultural knowledge that, yeah, we're wanting to hand down to the young people.
Next time on The Farmers I Know, I drive a few hours north to talk to a family friend in a super remote part of New Mexico. Matt Romero and his wife Emily live down the road from my aunt, and I had some drinks with them a while back, and we talked about what it really takes to be successful economically while farming. Don't forget to give the show some love by rating and subscribing. Follow along on the Farmers I Know journey on Instagram, @thefarmersiknow. Thank you so much for listening.